Now, I'm not going to go down the longest list you ever heard concerning examples of heroes. The list would probably go around the earth several times. But what I do want to convey is that you, yes you, are a hero and a champion if you are in Christ. And yes, I do stipulate the if you are in Christ part simply because being a hero is about more than just an action. In God's book, it starts with the heart. After all, terrible people can do really good stuff, but doing a really good thing, a hero does not make. It is when our heart, mind, and soul surrender all in the moment, and abandoning ourselves, we throw ourselves into accomplishing the task in front of us. At that, let it be known, God never asks us to do anything which we can do on our own. He only uses broken things. So not only do we do what we cannot do, but we are, in Christ, who we never could be without Him. God is the true preliminary model of a hero and a champion from which other forms of heroes and champions are developed and copied. This is the foundation for 1 John 4:19. We love because He first loved us. You, yes, you, believer in Christ Jesus, you are a hero and a champion. Don't misunderstand, your circumstances don't represent your standing with God. You don't just survive, you prosper. You are not just any person, you are that person, specific and named by God Himself. You are not one to conform to the world, but one who stands with your arms raised, with hands full of stories of overcoming. Your roots run deep. In fact, all the way to heaven, firstborn blood relative to the Son of God. You're not a conformer, you are a transformer. And when the fire is at your feet, remember how God promised that when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor will the smell of smoke cling to you. And when you think you're just done, that you've really bought the farm this time and the vultures are circling, calling doom over you, telling you you've run as far as you can. Get to your feet and stand up. Friends, you are no mistake or accident. When the enemy thinks they finally got you pinned down, reduced to a scrap of crumpled waste paper, you'll find your Holy Ghost second wind to rise up in the face of insurmountable odds, because that's what heroes and champions do. And man, that's you. Yes, you. Victory is in your veins with every pump of your heart. We are the people who stay conscious and present in the room when chaos swirls and contrary winds blow. There are violent fires burning in our society. Drug wars, AIDS, child abuse, murders, corporate stealing, homeless people, and oh, so much more. Just like God is on the move, so darkness is marching too. But as in Judges 6 through 8, during the Midian oppression, God called a mighty man of valor to be a deliverer. Judges 6 tells of his call and his commission. The name Gideon means to cut down. He was called to cut down the oppression caused by the Midianites. Isn't this what Jesus came to do? According to Acts 10:38, He came healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Don't we have a similar call of God upon us also? God has not called us and made us heroes and champions for nothing. Friends, we are not conformers. We are called to be transformers because that is what heroes and champions do. Think about it.